Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You have just tuned to Totally Healed Radio. I tell you, we're running a few minutes late this morning, but we have a powerful show ahead for you and a lot of information that's going to help you live a better and a healthier and a whole life. We want you to live pain-free. We want you to walk in total health and healing in the name of Jesus. I tell you, as I spoke with Ms. Tamika earlier during the week, I was just truly blessed with our conversation. And I just am excited about her sharing with you the transformation that her son has made, her father has made, and different ones that have made through the information that she's going to give you on today. And so we're excited about her coming. We know that she has a lot of followings out there. So if you're listening in this morning, you have to dial in if you want to dial 1 in order to speak with Ms. Tamika this morning. And then if you don't want to talk, you can listen on through the Internet. And so we're just excited. We're excited about her coming in on today. And we just give God glory and praise. We were blessed this morning to go support one of our sisters in ministry, and she gave such a powerful word about how do you see yourself. So today we want y'all to see yourself well. We want you to see yourself whole. We want you to see yourself healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, you got to see it. If you can't see it, don't expect for nobody else to see it. But you got to look at your reflection in the mirror every day, and you got to speak to your You got to speak to your mind, body, and spirit, and you say, I am well, I am healed, I am whole. I do have the mind to do the right thing, to eat the right thing, to put the right thing in this body, in this temple that the Lord has given me. And so that's what this show is all about, being totally healed in every area of your life. I promise you, when your mind get healed and your body get healed and your spirit get healed, your money going to get healed. Amen. And you will not go to ruin. You will not live in poverty in the name of Jesus. You got to tell yourself, I'm healed, delivered, set free, and walking in my victory. And so today we're declaring the victory. All the conversations will be victory and amen on today. Amen. So I'm so glad y'all tuned in with us today. And so we're just excited about our show. We're getting ready to bring Tamika on in a few minutes here. And if she's here already, we're asking her to just press 1, and we can bring you on, Tamika. Glory to God. We have such an exciting show. And we want to welcome Ms. Tamika Mosley with us this morning. How are you, my lady?
I'm doing great. How are you? And I'm so happy to be here.
I am excited. I am so excited about you being here. You know, I have to tell our listening audience that it seems like I know that you got something powerful to say, because she was supposed to be our guest on last week, and I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about what happened in a minute, but she was supposed to be our guest last week, and since she had some things going on in her family, she wasn't able to be with us. And so this morning, as I got ready for the show, things tried to, and I say they tried to go wrong, because we have the victory over everything. You know, and I said, my God, I said, she must got something powerful to say, because please, not wanting her to get in this studio and come across it, but we defeated him and made him out of a liar on today, and we're gonna bring, and you're here, and so I'm so excited that you're here, and I know that you got some great things to tell our listening audience. But I want you to talk about your father for a minute, and the reason why you were not able to be with us on last Saturday to tell that healing testimony, because I just thought it was awesome and powerful when you shared that with me on last week.
Okay. Okay, sure thing. And, yes, I do apologize about that. But we had a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no apologies necessary. God got his time set.
Okay. A few weeks ago, we had to make a decision to put my dad on hospice. And the reason that I made that decision, because it was really no use of him going back and forth to the hospital. The hospitals couldn't really do anything else for him. His body is just pretty much deficient. He's deficient in minerals. He's malnutrition. His immune system was pretty much shot. So since we made that decision, I decided to take a leave from work and just go home and take care of my dad. Now, he's in the nursing home, and he's been there for 6 years. But just here lately,
wow,
he just kind of went downhill.
Yes, ma'am.
But when I got there, he looked lifeless. And I should have sent you the pictures, but I'll do that later. But he just looked so lifeless, like he just had no life in his eyes. Of course I took all of my, you know, you have your supplements, you have your natural antibiotics, you have your anti-inflammatory herbs, you have vitamins, you have minerals. So I had a whole
right.
case of all these awesome things that I call God's medicine cabinet. And he did have a feeding tube, which I was very, very grateful and happy for that, because this way I can just go ahead and push it into his system whenever I needed to. So Saturday I started giving him all these supplements, and I was at the nursing home from 8 in the morning to about 5 p.m. daily. And just gave my dad all these supplements. And I say 3 days into it, I walked into the nursing home, and my dad color came back. He started talking to me. He was fussing. You know, I mean, the normal things dad does, right? Because he didn't want all
right,
the
right.
oils on him. So, but I was happy to hear him talking. I said, oh, my gosh, keep talking. So he was
right.
coughing. The nursing home never heard him cough, which, you know, shows that his lungs are getting stronger. He asked for food.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, I want to eat. I'm hungry. I want to eat. So I asked my
wow.
brother to bring some food, mashed potatoes. You know, we fed him some mashed potatoes. And even the nursing home saw this transformation just from that short time that I was there. They noticed
wow.
his bed sores actually decreased like by 40%. And one of the nurses
saw
that his...
And how many days of you giving him the herbs did that take place?
That was 4 days. 4 days of me giving him this constantly. And mind you,
wow.
when I got there, he was just stiff. You know, his knees. You know, he's not getting anything. No magnesium. No anything. His bones were just really stiff. He was in the fetal position. You know, just couldn't really move. But you know, his legs started stretching out. He started moving his arms and working his muscles, and just came back to life. And I still talk to my mom now every day. She go down and still give him supplements and everything, and feed him yogurt, and he's doing great. The people at the nursing home, they're like, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it, because we've never seen Mr. Mosby like this. So
glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Very amazing.
That's just awesome, man. I mean, I hope we have some people listening. You know, we have so many people that have issues with their parents and, you know, having to put them in the nursing homes and things like that. And, you know, I am just encouraged and inspired by what you did, because, you know, you said no, you know, enough is enough. And I'm not going to sit here to the sideline and watch my father die. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to die before our time. You know, I love how you call it God's medicine, because God has given us, you know, he's a wise God, and he's given us herbs and different foods that we can eat that, you know, to bring life back to our physical body, because we know that we're spirits, but this physical body needs nutrients and all these different things in order for us to live a abundant life. And so that's why I am so excited about you being here. You know, I want people to know that you are a published author, a global speaker. You advocate for sickle cell and health and wellness, and you're a consultant. Now, it said that you are a project manager for Healing Blends Global. Tell me a little bit about Healing Blends Global.
Okay, so Healing Blends Global is a company that I actually I came to meet a homeopathic doctor, Dr. Charlie Ware. And many people have heard of Evenflow, and he's actually the creator of Evenflow. So I met him about 5 years ago, and we partnered together and just raising awareness all over the world, especially in Africa, where sickle cell is so prevalent. You know, we have it here in the United States. People can easily access it, but people in Africa and in other countries, that they can't easily get it. So we worked really hard to get the product in Africa so that people can have it there for the kids and the people who are suffering from sickle cell. So Healing Blends Global is a nutritional supplement company, and we focus on treating the root cause, you know, again, with God's medicine cabinet. And it's interesting that you made that statement about how God has given us everything. And if we just read, like, the scriptures, Ezekiel 47:12, it says the leaves are our medicine. And when he said, I've given you every seed bearing plant on the face of this earth and is yours for food, he's telling that he's given this for us and we need to eat it. He's telling us that the herbs are for the healing of the nation. So I think we miss out on that part. But those scriptures are what started me on my son's journey 8 years ago when he was in the hospital every couple months with crises. So, it's truly, truly amazing when you can see you using what he gave us and people get well, just, you know, just like that, without even using Western medication.
That's total healing right there. And you're right. People are so amazed at that, because when I tell people that I was healed from cancer and sickle cell, they look at me like, really? Like, is that possible?
I know.
And mine wasn't due to, you know, herbs, but it was, you know, just the blood of Jesus. But, you know, I still have to drink my water. I still have to take my vitamins. I still have to take all those things to help build up my strength and my physical man to continue to do the work of the Lord. And so I'm excited that you can give somebody some direction today, you know, that you have seen this firsthand. You know, sometimes you have people that talk about it, but they ain't really walking about it. But you have actually experienced these things for yourself, and so I'm glad that you're here. Now, next thing we're going to talk about is your beautiful son. You know, and you're going to tell me how Evenflow has helped him. And let me ask you this question before we move on, though. How many people did y'all help over in Africa? Do you have the statistics on that?
You know, I don't have the statistics, but I can tell you that we are in various countries over there. We're in Nigeria, Ghana, South Africa, Kenya, Uganda, and now Zambia. So a lot of people are actually using Evenflow in Africa. Now, when I went to Kenya last year, I was able to speak in 6 different cities in Kenya. And I know that I came in contact with over 10,000 people total.
Wow.
You know, I was going around just speaking to, it was pretty amazing. And you know, they're so grateful. They're so humble and really, really excited. I talked to a lady this morning in Nigeria whose child was in a crisis. And, you know, they don't really understand how to take Evenflow, because when you say you can take one capsule every hour, it's fine. It's just food. But her son was in a crisis, and I told her what to do last night, and she did it. So I checked with her this morning, and she said, he's doing fine. He's not in a crisis anymore. So he's happy. He's playing, and and everything's back to normal.
It's
so we're
are either flow out when they're, you know, children, or does it work just as well for adults?
Oh, it works just as well for any age. So people can start taking it. Babies young as 4 months old can start taking it, all the way up to the oldest person. So it works the same for any age. Only thing, when you're an adult, you just have to take two daily, versus when you're a toddler, you got to take one capsule daily. And that's the only difference.
Oh, okay. So it's one a day, two a day. But then when you are in crisis, you take more?
Yeah. So if my son was to go into a crisis now, I would give him one capsule immediately, and then I'll give him one capsule every hour until the crisis has passed. And you know, the blood is stuck. You know, you don't have blood flowing through. But the reason for taking it every hour is because number one is food, and you want it to go ahead and get into your system. But what it does, it just starts the body immediately producing red blood cells and get the blood flowing and pumping and push the stuck cells through. Once the stuck cells are pushed through, the blood is flowing again and crisis is over with.
And the pain goes away.
That's how it works.
Yep. Okay. Exactly. But if you're not in a crisis, you take it once a day or twice a day.
Yep, exactly. Yep, you take your maintenance dose.
Wow. So what does that, at some point, does that keep you from never having a crisis?
Yeah, you know, I can say that my son has been on it. I mean, he has not had a crisis in 7 years. Now there was a time that he went camping, and the next morning it was like 40 degrees. I didn't know it was going to be that cold. Now, if I had known that, I would have had my husband give him one more that night, and then another one that next morning, and he would have been fine. But so
wow.
Whenever you're like, you know, if you're playing sports or if you're overexerting yourself, or like if we go on vacation, instead of the one a day, I'll go ahead and give him like two or three every single day, just to make sure that his body keeps producing those healthy red blood cells. So what happened, he came home from the camping trip and he told me his hand is hurting. And I've had crises, so I know it starts off very minor pain, and in the next 30, 40 minutes you can be in level 10 pain. So when he told me his hand was hurting, I gave him one capsule of Evenflow every hour, and I think by that fourth hour he said, my hand's not hurting anymore. And so it was pretty much over. So that's been the only thing that's happened in these past 7 years.
So, Ms. Tamika, tell me this. What actually does Evenflow consist of? What is it created? What's made? What are the ingredients?
And I'm not going to be able to, I don't have the bottle in front of me, but it's 11 Chinese herbs. Now, I don't know the names. You know, I can't pronounce all of them, but I know, like, licorice root,
right.
Donghua. So it's just herbs. Now, and I always say it's food. If we go to the Asian market now, you can find all these foods in the Asian store. You know, one time I went to work and I showed my friend who's from Malaysia the bottle. And she said, oh, Donghua. Well, she said, my mom still cooked with this. So the next day she brought me a Donghua root to work and say, see, you know, this is what my mom, she still cooks with this. So to people in the United States, they're like, what is that? You know, because it's not our food, but it's traditional Chinese food. People that's eaten these foods for centuries in the Asian culture. So it consists of 11 different herbs, enzymes, minerals, and vitamins. And that's pretty much everything that's in it. So I like to say, when I say herbs, I say, well, just plants. So plants is food, you know, so that's how
right.
I kind of like to tell people, to, you know, so they can pretty much understand, because they don't really get it. But it's good that, you know, we're educating people and just kind of bringing awareness so they can understand that all it is just food.
Right. So, and, you know, it's not just, I know that you push it for sickle cell disease because it affected your son, but it also is good for any sickness or any disease. Is that correct?
Okay, it's not good for any disease, but the things that Evenflow will help with is PMS pain, you know, menstrual cramps. It helps with headache.
Okay.
The other night I had a horrible headache. I took 2 Even Flows, and it went away within 10 minutes. It helps with arthritis, muscle and joint pain, general weakness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one nurse reported it actually helped lower her blood pressure. So, it helps with it's not only for sickle cell, but yeah, since so many people, and you know, that's why I continue to push Even Flow sickle cell. But anybody can take it. I have people that take it. Like there's one man that started taking it a couple weeks ago, and it has given him so much energy. He said, "I feel so energized." So it does
help
with general weakness as well. So it's an overall great nutritional supplement that anybody can actually take.
Wow. And where will we get this Even Flow in? Where's a good place
to
purchase?
Well, we have affiliates all over the U.S., but they can always go to our website, which is www.healingblendsglobal.net, and they can purchase from the corporate site.
Did you get involved only because of your son?
Yes. Well, you know, this whole thing, and I know God was directing our footsteps the entire way. the reason, you know, I teamed with Dr. Ware on this, helping people. And, you know, we didn't want to do it, but then we say, well, let's go ahead and make an affiliate program out of it. So that way, doing that, we can give people all over the world the opportunity to even, you know, to distribute Even Flow in their own communities. So it worked out a lot better. So now we have people all over the world, all in different countries. They have the Even Flow. They can sell it to the people who needs it. And at the same time, they can also make money as well. So our philosophy is, you know, saving lives first, and then you can build financial freedom for your family.
Okay.
So that's how
and
we kind of decided to do.
Can you give me that website one more time? We're going to post it on Facebook for those who are listening,
okay,
so they know where to go on social media. You want to give them that website one more time?
Okay. It is www.healingblendsglobal.net.
.net. Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
I'm going to give me some. You know, if you want to bless me with a bottle, I'll receive it.
Okay.
You know, because I need
okay.
all that stuff you're talking about, the energy, the pain, you know, certain
right.
pains. Like I walk in total healness, but I was in an accident
uh-huh.
back in October. And so sometimes I'll have pain here and there in my body from that accident
mm-hmm.
because my car was totaled. And so I would like
oh,
to
wow.
try it. I would like to try it for myself because I don't really like to, you know, tell other people about things that I don't know personally myself, but I'm
right.
glad I was
of
able
course.
To bring you on because you've seen the personal results. And so
mm-hmm.
you can really tell our audience how well this has worked out because I've had mixed reviews from different people. And I shared with
mm-hmm.
somebody what you were telling me the other day that you can't take mixed Even Flow with hydroxyurea. I was talking to, you know, one of my parents, and I was just telling
mm-hmm.
her that you said that, you know, it will mess it up if you are taking both of those together. And so she said, well, you know what, that might have been why Even Flow did not work for her son because he was taking,
mm-hmm.
He is taking hydroxyurea too. So I think that people really need instruction. So what would you tell
right.
a parent or a person who's on hydroxyurea? Would you give them direction to talk to their doctor about stopping hydroxyurea before they start Even Flow, or how would that work?
Well, see, and, you know, I talked to so many people, and I think maybe 2 years ago is when I got the first request. Somebody contacted me, and they said, okay, I'm taking it, but I'm still in pain. I'm still hurting. And so I asked her, okay, are you taking anything else? Well, she was still taking hydroxyurea and hydrocodone. So just now, can you take it together? Of course. I mean, again, Even Flow is food, so you can definitely take it together. And that's what we tell people. But when I saw that, it really wasn't helping because hydroxyurea is a very serious cancer drug, you know, that has horrible side effects. When you continue to dump chemicals and toxins in the body, kind of look at it like you can't do meth and heroin during the day and then eat broccoli and kale and spinach at night. You know, it's just it's gonna be.
It ain't gonna work out right there.
Because
you're gonna still have some remnant of what you did that morning still in your system. Your system has not cleansed. Yes,
right.
That makes total sense. I like how you broke that down.
So,
wow. Yeah, let's not do heroin and crack in the morning and broccoli and carrots in the afternoon. Let's not do that.
Or, you know, you probably won't feel any.
Thing about it is, it's like you could tell, the difference. Like, you know, if you drink water all the time and then you have a soda, you instantly feel the difference in your body. You instantly feel the difference
The
sugar is giving you versus, when you go off your regimen of healthiness. You know, some stuff you can get away with it. But some things you feel in your body. Like when I completely stopped taking pain medicine and things like that, and then when I had the accident, you know, I took a little pain because they said I had a broken vertebrae in my back, so I had to take, some pain medicine. But I could feel the difference in my body immediately from taking that pain medicine. And I was so happy when those 2-3 days that I had to take when that prescription was done, I did not go get a refill. And I was like, if God can do this, it's just not going to be done because I'm not putting that toxic back in my system.
Right.
And a lot in that medicine is toxic. And, you know, I say all the time that, you know, when you first have a pain crisis, you do not go in the hospital and say, I want this type of pain medicine, that type of pain medicine. You don't know to ask for none of that stuff. They give you these prescriptions, and then they label the people after they give them all this medication, but yet you keep pumping medication in you. And so, you know, I thank God, though, for the good doctors. I'll tell people, not all doctors are bad. You know, some of them will tell you, the hospital's not a good place for you. This is, you know, a place of germs. Mm-hmm. You end up getting worse. And so many of our people, Tamika, are dying. And I just feel like you don't have to die. You can live.
Exactly. You can, that's exactly true. I can go on and on with stories. I mean, my brother with arthritis, a friend of mine with lupus, people that I know with cancer. You know, I can go on and
go
on.
Go there.
Testimonials.
Hey, feel free to tell your stories. Whatever you want to share with our listening audience. And if anybody want to talk, they feel free to press 1. But share as much as you like to share because we want you if even flow is going to help some people, we want them to know as many stories of truth that you can give them.
One of the things, a couple months ago, my brother was suffering from chronic arthritis in his hand. I mean, he couldn't open his hand. He couldn't work. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't eat. I mean, he was just in tears. And he's taken this medication from the doctor, but still no relief. I mean, level 10 pain still. So I actually sent him. And all any of this is cancer, lupus, arthritis, whatever. It's all inflammation. Everything leads back to inflammation in the body. When you get a ton of inflammation in your body, it's going to lead to all types of chronic issues. That's why it's important to, like you say, eat healthy, eat plant-based foods so you can keep inflammation down. But I sent him things such as curcumin, which is one of the spices that's found in the Indian spice turmeric. So you can actually purchase curcumin tablets. So I sent him curcumin, ginger, and omega-3s, and he took 12 of each, 12 gingers, 12 curcumins, and he took 4 omega-3s for the first 3 days. And he called me the second day, and he told me the pain was gone away. He could not believe it. He was so shocked.
And what was he dealing with, arthritis?
Yeah, chronic arthritis.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
So say that regimen for arthritis, you know, because do you have like certain books or something that you read that, how do you decide what a person needs for what their ailment is?
Over the years, I've just learned, you know, through working with Dr. Ware, working with other homeopathics here in Dallas, doing my own research, I've just kind of learned that, And really, it's the same with anything. If you say you have heart disease, if you say you have cancer, it's the same thing. It's inflammation. So curcumin, ginger, omega-3s, it all kills inflammation. It's kind of, you know, it's not hard. It's not like, okay, what does this person have? I got to go get something different. No, actually, curcumin. And actually, let me say this. We've had reports of people using Evenflo and also helping with arthritis as well.
Wow.
There was a testimony that a lady just gave on Facebook, and she said the lady's been taking Evenflo for a couple months now, and she hasn't even taken her arthritis medication, and she's been great.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just research, you know, and it's just educating yourself. And you know, my brother had shingles. You know, I mean, shingles is a virus. But then again, I went online to see, okay, what can I get him for this, and found that olive leaf from the olive tree. Olive leaf is great for someone who gets shingles. So he took very high dose of vitamin C, and meaning like 20,000-30,000 milligrams every 2 hours. And he also took 10 olive leaf, and then he took lysine, which lysine is L-Y-S-I-N-E, and that's just an amino acid. So he took 10 of those and 10 of the olive leaf, and the next day the shingles were completely gone. So I've really made a walking testimony out of him. So, yeah, my brother, yeah, if you go to his house now, which he's never had this, but if you go to his house now, you will see 10, 15 bottles of vitamins and herbs and supplements. So, yeah, he's a living witness, walking witness now, and he truly, totally believes in it. So now he's calling it, okay, I got to get God's medicine cabinet.
Right. I love that. So do you have a book that you've written concerning God's medicine cabinet?
And, you know, I should do that. I have not.
Please do.
The only one I have. Yeah, yes.
You
it's
know,
just
so I'm gonna
the
have to
journey
stay on
with
you,
my son.
You know, from here on out, because that shall come to pass. Let's talk about that. We're going to bring you for. You heard it right here on Totally Heal Radio. God's medicine. Book. It's gonna be in the stores. You will be able to purchase that. Yeah, we're declaring and declaring that today, because it's necessary, it's needed. You know, people will. You know, people need direction. You know, we could talk about certain things all day long, but then you know that's just like me telling you. You know what? You can get $1 million. Well, how?
Mm-hmm.
Show me. What
all
do
right.
I do? How do I get it? How do I get there? So God's medicine book will give them specific directions, you know, of even how to go and search out what it is that you need. And so, but then you'll be able to give them your recipe that you've learned over the years for sickle cell, for lupus, for arthritis. People need that. I'm listening, audience. I know if somebody on here listening and they are agreeing with me that they want to see this book come to pass. I'm telling you, if you want to talk to Miss Tamika, just press 1 and we'll bring you on, because I know that so many people have been blessed around this world by the work that you are doing. What is your main purpose and goal through everything that you're doing? What is it that you want to see happen with the people?
You know, I tell you, this is my true passion, because it's like once you know something, you know, when you know something and you look around and you see people dying and it hurts you so much. You know, every time I go home and go to church, it's so many people sick, you know, people got cancer, people having surgery. This person is sick. This person is suffering. And every time I go home, I'm having conversations with people about their health, about food, about essential vitamins and minerals that we need to take every day to even prevent heart attacks. Like, people don't know that you should be taking magnesium, D3. Those two, being deficient in just those two, can lead to an instant heart attack.
You said magnesium, and what was the other one?
Vitamin D3.
B3. D3.
D as in dog.
Magnesium.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And D3. Okay,
yeah.
You have two
and
callers. We're going to bring caller 7098 on. Are you ready for the callers?
Sure. Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to bring our first caller on. 7098.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning? We're wonderful.
Can y'all hear me?
We're prophetess. Yes, we can.
Yes. Hi, Miss Tamika. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Odetta Price, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Miss Odetta.
How are you doing? I wanted to say something, Pastor Prophetess. You've brought forth a prophetic over Tamika. Let me tell you why, because I've been talking to Tamika, and I told her when I first met her, I said, you have something, you and Dr. Ware, something that God has released in you for the body of Christ. I told her this.
Yeah.
When you were talking about that book, Prophetess, this is what I was doing. I was typing, I'm in agreement, and then you said, I know somebody is out there in agreement. I was typing her a text saying, I agree with the woman of God, God's medicine cabinet coming forth out of your belly. Because there's a mandate. Tamika and I talked for a long time one time, over the holidays, before Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and I told Tamika, I said, the body of Christ is being awakened. We have to go forth. And so the message that she has, that she is freely given wisdom, it's for the body so we can be built up and edified to go forth in the gifting in this hour so that people can be raised up as signs, miracles, and wonders because the world is looking to the church to be the bride.
We are the answer. We are the
awakened. And Tamika, I agree. Baby, you need to pen this book now. The people of God need to be healed so they can go forth in miracles, signs, and wonders and fully operate in their calling. Tamika, this is prophetic. This is God telling you, do it now.
Thank you.
Yes,
now.
Definitely.
Right now. Right now. Right now. We declare the crowd now. You got to put a mandi kita to woko shana mandi kita. Tamika, you going to have to pull away.
Yes.
You
going
to have to. I see 30 days. God said, all you need,
yes,
it don't take him long to do nothing. Pull away for 30 days from all social media, from all everything that you do. And I know you can't pull away from your family and your children, but you need 30 days to focus on God's medicine book. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And God's going to tell you, you're going to put it together with ease. It's going to be with ease.
Yes.
I'm telling you, everything that you need to publish this book and bring it forth is already there. All you got to do is put your pen to the paper and really go through your notes because you got everything that you need already.
Exactly. Yeah,
already. She said something, I'm telling you, now. And I got you got to get that in your spirit that is now, not, okay, you know, I get around to it. No, it's now. And it's needed for the body of Christ.
Yes.
It's needed.
Right.
We ain't dying. We ain't staying sick.
That's right.
God
We're
already
not.
Shed his
We're
blood
not.
For that long time
That's
ago.
Right.
So why are we sick? Why are we dying? Why are we leaving here before our time, before we fulfill our purpose here on earth?
Right.
We got a purpose, and God wants us to live life and not just live it more abundantly. So many people are just existing and not living.
Yes.
And so we need this so that we can live life more abundant and live good and eat the good of the land and be the head and not the tail like God has called us to be. Thank you so much, Ms. Odetta, for calling in. We appreciate you. We're going to take another caller. Oh, you don't got me excited this morning.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you so much. And we're going to take our next caller. Have a blessed day. Your day is blessed.
I receive.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Amen. So we're going to go to 5154.
Hi there, Tamika and Miss.
Hey, this sounds like John.
It is. yes. And hi to the host there. How you doing? Yes, I wanted to say, and greater things shall you do.
Mm. Oh, thank you, John. I appreciate that. I appreciate it so much.
Definitely. I'm in agreement 100%. You definitely have to put that book together. And, you know, we
praise
about
God.
That, so.
Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established.
Yeah.
So it is so. It has been established in the heavens and in the earth in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
and,
Jesus.
Just one thing I want to make sure and, you know, say to the listening audience is that we have to look at healing from a cellular level, because the level of health of the cell is the health of the body. So if
mm-hmm.
you're able to supply in total what the cells need, the body indeed will be in great health.
Mm-hmm.
So Tamika has everything, you know, as far as the information. We have our group that we're in where we're able to actually teach people, you know, how
mm-hmm.
to build up their cellular health, you know, with the minerals, the nutrients, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just amazing. And I think it is time now that people need to know, you know, and
yeah.
actually walk that walk, because what would Jesus
right.
do, you know?
That's true. You're right.
And that's all I have to say. I'm just enjoying this broadcast.
Well,
thank
you so
John.
Much for calling in. We appreciate it so much.
Awesome.
Your
all
day
right.
is
thank
blessed.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We're going to go to our next caller, but before we do, I have somebody on that wants to have a question for you, Miss Tamika. The product,
okay.
what would you
okay.
use for endometriosis?
Now, for that, I would have to do some research on that. I think that has more to do with hormonal issues. So if they could email me at info@ssnaturalhealing.com, I can get back with them and give them some information on that.
Say that one more time.
Okay, my email is info@ssnaturalhealing.com.
Info SS.
SSI, natural.com, yes.
All right, we got you. Well, we're going to go to our third caller. Their number ends in 6738. One second. Oh, yeah, got this person.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Wait a minute. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. You're with us at, this is 6738. You're with.
Yes, I'm calling
Angel
out of Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. You're on the line with Prophetess Angel and Ms. Tamika Mosley this morning.
Yes, I was calling.
Ms. Tamika, you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually had a testimony. I have a son. He's about to be 5, and he has a sickle cell. And
okay.
we actually gave him the healing blends. I think he had a stroke when he was 2.
Hmm.
So we gave him the Even Flow. We gave him the pill form and the liquid form. And the pill form worked a little better for him, even though we had to put it in apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, he's been doing good. He's still on chronic transfusions, and that's because of the stroke. But, you know, we're trying to, I guess, give him more of a vegetable diet so that we can cut back on that because of the iron overload. So I was wondering
okay.
if you knew of anything herbal that we could give him to kind of, you know, help with the iron overload part.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 4. He'll be 5 February 15th.
Okay. So what all are you – so you're giving him the Even Flow daily, and what else?
See, they put him on what's called Jade New Overload. And we also have been giving him, I think it's called Dioscovite, another herbal medicine. So it's kind of like we go back and forth with, like, the herbal things. And the Jade New is kind of like, I hate to say we put it on the back burner whenever his ferritin is too high. And I was kind of trying to get off of that all together, but I don't know how.
Okay, now, I've heard of the Descovite, or however you say that. Now, I don't think he needs to be taking both of those. Because, see, sometimes you can get too much, even though it is natural. I think he'll do just fine with Even Flow and chlorophyll by itself.
Okay.
Now, he's taking a drug for iron overload, but he still have iron over. I mean, he's still having it. He still have.
Well, when he had the stroke, they giving him the transfusions to keep his hemoglobin up to about like a 10, because he was basing out at like a 6.5. And
this
because
was before,
of the stroke.
Before Even Flow, right? Before Even Flow.
Yes, Yeah, we didn't start the Even Flow until after the stroke, because it's kind of like when he had the stroke, that's when we started looking for things to just help out with the sickle cell and, you know, just to make him healthier.
Right.
So they, they're... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, what is his hemoglobin now since he's been on Even Flow?
See, it's kind of hard to say because of the transfusions. He gets them every month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, right? Because doctors are going to do what they're going to do. You know, your child had a stroke.
Yeah.
So in their minds and what they've been taught is to do blood transfusions. Honestly?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a quick story about a lady in Houston. Deborah, her hemoglobin has always been 4, 3, 4, 5. She's always had to do transfusions. It got so bad for her, the doctors told her that her body's not producing red blood cells anymore. She's going to have to go on monthly transfusions. You know, they told her that. But she refused to believe that. She found me some kind of way on the internet. She drove to Dallas to listen to me at one of my speaking engagements. She started Even Flow back in June. This is last June, okay? Deborah has not had a transfusion since she started Even Flow. Now, what I would say, if your child is taking, if you give him Even Flow and chlorophyll, there is no reason why he should be getting a transfusion monthly. None. And I say that because Even Flow, chlorophyll is going to keep, and first of all, the reason he had the stroke, because in sickle cell, the blood cells dies off every 10 to 20 days. So the blood is stuck. So he's not getting blood. But when you're constantly taking Even Flow and you're constantly taking chlorophyll every single day, it's going to keep that blood flowing consistently.
Right.
So there's no reason why he should be on transfusions monthly.
Now,
the doctor's not going to know.
Yeah. They're trying to basically how they explained it to us is that because he also developed moya. So, like, right now they're hitting us with they're trying to do this transplant on him and something in
what
the head that's going to move his vessels. And we're pushing that back because I don't want them to cut on him. So what they're trying to do is hide his blood and stop his body from making sickle blood is what they explained it to us. Yeah.
What kind of transplant? I'm confused about that.
The one where you... stem cell transplant. That's what they're trying to do because they're that process we're not ready for. I don't want to
learn
everything I can.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we can talk offline and I can talk to you more about it so you can really understand. But honestly because you have a few things going on here, but we can definitely talk about it offline. But yeah, just to let you know that he really doesn't have to be transfused monthly. I mean, if they would just stop and just take his CBC, and they'll see from the CBC that, his body is producing enough red blood cells. Well, he don't need, they'll actually see that if they'll just stop doing that for a couple months.
Now, we have you know, put it back, because it's like we'll be like, no, and then they'll hit us with, well, laws and stuff like that, and me and my husband is
really?
Like, yeah, like they cornered me one time and was like, if you don't do the transfusion by law, we can do this and do that. So my husband, he was beyond mad. So it's just been a lot, and I know that once I stop these transfusions, but I guess I'm scared because I don't want him to have another stroke.
I know.
Ma'am,
I mean, I get it. Go ahead.
Ma'am, what's your son's name?
His name is Emery, E-M-E-R-Y, Warren.
Emery, and what was your name again?
I'm Dominique Warren.
Well, Miss Dominique, we declare total healing over Emery in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for giving you and your husband the wisdom and the strength. We bind fear in the name of Jesus, because you're going to take authority from this day forward over the life of your son, because it's not by chance or coincidence that you're listening today. And God wants that baby to live and to live life more abundantly. We thank God for the doctors, but they don't always know everything. And I thank God for Ms. Tamika being on this morning. She has a son that, you know, I'm going to say he had sickle cell, but he's walking in his total healing. And so that's close to her heart. So I would, if you would just, you know, get her number and let her deposit that wisdom into you for God's medicine. And I promise you, everything is going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You will be at peace. You will not have to walk around living in fear of what man may do to you, because God is with you, and he wants that baby to live, you know. And as parents, we have a responsibility to our children, and I'm so excited about, you know, I talk to parents having, you know, children's book that educate on sickle cell. You know, I've created characters for children with sickle cell, and, you know, I get the opportunity to speak with the parents, and I'm so excited now that the parents are realizing that a lot of this medication is very toxic, you know, and it's going to make the child better. It's making them worse. It's slowly killing them. So get the wisdom, baby girl. You know, get the wisdom that Miss Tamika is giving today. And like I said, we speak well. We speak healing over Embery. I hope I'm saying his name right. And I'm telling you, Embery, right? And we're going to, and I'm telling you, we declare healing over him. And I expect a good report from you concerning Embery. Watch what God's doing in his life. You know, we declare long life over him. We ain't nobody dying. Ain't nobody living life and cut short. He's going to live out his purpose and his destiny in the earth. All you got to do is have wisdom. Just follow instruction. Whatever the Lord tell you to do concerning your son, you do that.
Yeah.
And we behind you. You ain't alone. You ain't alone.
Thank you so much. Email you.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
Did you
and then
get
we
the
can
email address,
talk some
ma'am?
More.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Were you able to write that email address down, Ms. Tamika? You
no,
want to get
I
it to the audience?
No, I was going to ask, what is the email again?
Info at ssnaturalhealing.com.
Okay.
Info SS. Say it one more time, Tamika.
Yeah,
gonna put
it's
on the show page.
Okay, it's info at ssnaturalhealing.com.
Okay. Then one more question before I leave. You said chlorophyll. What is it? A certain type, or just basic chlorophyll?
Just get the chlorophyll, like if you have a Sprouts or Whole Foods, you can get the one that's in a 2-ounce bottle that comes with a dropper, and that way you can just drop it straight into his mouth.
Yeah.
some kind of way. You're going to have to figure out a way to, I don't know if you could switch doctors. You know, like here at Children's, they've never, and thank God, but I've never been challenged. You know, one time Aiden was, I took him in. I knew it wasn't a crisis, but it was something else he was dealing with, and they tried to make him stay.
I'm like,
his blood work is good. So you already told me it's not a crisis, and I knew it wasn't a crisis, so why are you trying to make me stay? I said, no. I said,
that's what they did with me. When he had the stroke, I knew it was a stroke. I feel him. And that's what she was like, well, you think it was a crisis, and you accidentally took his arm out the socket. And I looked at her like, what? You know, so.
Oh, gosh.
And
they just made me sign a paper. You know, I need to sign a release form saying that, you know, you're not going to stay. I'm like, okay, I'll sign whatever you want to sign.
Yes,
we're not staying here tonight.
That's the paper. My husband, he's like, really, he's like, I'm gonna do this, and I'm like, no, just calm down. But you know, it's been a journey.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
So y'all have to, you know, what's best for y'all son, and don't feel apologizing no bad about it or feel bad about it. You know what I'm saying? They have their rules. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you have your responsibility. You know, as his mother. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, take your authority. God has given us the authority in the earth. And the Bible said, what can man do to us? But they don't have more power than the power that's within us. Great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, you know, they think that, you know, and some of them are, they're doing what they know to do, like she said earlier. You know, that's what they've been taught. So our minds are being renewed on today. To know what's better. You know what I'm saying? Because God has a better way. You know what I'm saying? Than what we've known before. So I pray that, I know that. I ain't even got to pray that, but I know that whoever listening today, your mind has been changed and it's been renewed by the watching of the word that has gone forth today. Because sometimes we don't have the right information.
This
we
is
don't
true.
Have the right information.
That's the aggravating part.
Everybody had all the information for the lottery numbers. So which number gonna fall and when? Everybody will be playing the lottery. Well, we
that's
got all
true,
the information
right.
to how to live a better life. Why don't we do this? We gotta use it. It ain't no good if you don't use it. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for allowing me to come on.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. You know, be with us again next Saturday morning. We're going to keep on talking about God's medicine. I think I'm going to stay on that topic for a while, Ms. Tamika, because it's truly blessed me. You know, when people grab a hold of your vision that God has given you, that's what Totally Healed is all about. And so, you know, I always ask this question, and you know, because even though you've answered it in so many ways already, but when you think about Total Healing, Ms. Tamika, what does that mean to you?
When I think about total healness, it just means us putting in our temple things that God has created for us and that was meant for us to put into this temple of His. So that means eating the proper foods, eating the foods that He's already created for us, taking the essential minerals and vitamins that we know that we need us from all of this sickness and illness that's going on here in the world, and you know, just taking care of ourselves. And you know, if we're sick, understanding that, okay, I don't have to go to the doctor and get on 4 and 5 and 6 different medications. Let me just
try
to eat right. Let me try to drink water,
right.
and coconut water, and spring
right.
water, and leafy green vegetables, and take my vitamins and take my supplements, and then you know, people will be amazed. That they'll feel better, and doing that, you know, you just keep doing it, and it's all about healing ourselves with what He has already gave us, because He's already told us, He's given us everything that we need to sustain our health.
Yes, He has, and you know, I want to speak this out to our listening audience today. There was a time, you know, that I was on my way to the hospital, and I began to cry out to the Lord. And I begin to tell God, teach me how to love myself like you love me. You know, we got the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, we don't love ourselves if we, you know, we talk about abuse from other people, but we abuse ourselves a lot of time with what we eat and what we don't eat and how we, you know, live our life. And I begin to pray and I begin to say, teach me how to love myself like you love me, because God truly loves us. That's why He created all of these things for us. He wants you to be in health. He wants you to be healed.
Yep.
That's why He shed His blood and went to the cross. He did that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are we going to do with these temples, with these bodies that God has so graciously given us? We're gonna treat them right. You know, we're going to eat the right thing. We're going to drink our water. I remember I used to wouldn't drink no water, drunk everything but some water. And when when I begin to just drink water alone, you know, on a daily basis, I start feeling much better just by drinking water. Feeling refreshed. You can drink water to a point that your body will get to crave water instead of Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all these other things, to the point that when you do drink one of those again, your body be like, what? What is this? And let me ask you something. I take a multivitamin, you know, every day. Can you take the Even Flow and the chlorophyll? Can you take that? I continue to take my multivitamin with that?
Oh, yeah, because vitamins are, you can definitely take vitamins and you can take herbs as well. It's completely nothing wrong with that at all. And matter of fact, me and my kids, we all take vitamins and herbs daily as well. Completely fine.
Okay.
But make sure you're taking at least make sure you're taking at least 10,000 IUs of D3. So you will need to get a separate supplement for that.
D3. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that you have been with us on today, Ms. Tamika.
It's been a pleasure.
You know, yes, ma'am. Can you tell them how they can reach you one more time? And I just want to say to the listening audience, I'm here every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. If you have a healing testimony, please, you know, get in touch with me, and we will bring you on the show no matter where you are in the world. You can be on Totally Healed. We want to share the healing testimony. If you have been using Even Flow and you've been healed, we want people to know. If you would like to give a donation to this radio station, because we do have a foundation that helps children and adults with sickle cell disease, Tillow Silly Cell Foundation International, @gmail.com. We're on social media. You spell it TilloCillyCell. And we spell it that way. I know the name is kind of different, but I create characters for sickle cell, and Tillow Cell and Silly Cell are my characters. And so that's the name of our foundation. And Totally Heal was birthed out of that, because I walk in total healing. And I wanted our people to know that there is a better way, that you don't have to be sick, you don't have to be diseased. And I say to you, be at ease and not diseased on today. And so that's what this show is all about. So we'll be right back here next Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And if you want to listen to this show again, you'll be able to play the replay after we go off the air. So tell me, go ahead, Ms. Tamika, let them know where they can reach you, and then we're going to get out of here.
Okay, all right. I have a website as well. My website is www.ssnaturalhealing.com. And my email address, of course, is info@ssnaturalhealing.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
You have a wonderful day. You're more than welcome. Y'all be blessed.
Okay, you too.
All right, God bless.